On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria up to 31 degrees tomorrow. Johannesburg 29. Emalahleni reaching a high of 27. We begin with the biggest news story of the day. President Cyril Ramaphosa has defended his decision to appoint advocate Andy Mutibi as the National Director of Public Prosecutions, even though he didn't participate in the interview process. He says the advisory panel who conducted interviews with other candidates hadn't found a suitable person for this position after the interviews.
I then relied on what the Constitution empowers me as president to do. And it is for that reason that I decided to appoint Mutibi now. And of course, in future, we would want even the law or the constitution to allow a more open process.
As we've seen with most of the responses in the news today, there doesn't seem to be any doubt in Mutibi's suitability for the position, and this is now from other role players from political parties, but many are criticizing the way in which he was appointed. Lawson Naidu is the executive secretary of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution.
The president could have requested the panel to also interview Advocate Mutibi to subject him to the same kind of public scrutiny as the other candidates had faced before his appointment. I think that would have created a greater level of public confidence in his appointment.
For more reactions and for more background, visit jacarandafm.com, click on news, you'll find all of that there. Then we head to the capital, where the city of Tshwane says it's making headway when it comes to power outages. The city says major progress has been made in the refurbishment of the Valpatrans substation in Pretoria East. Tshwane mayoral spokesperson Samkelo Mngobozi says 117 million rand has been budgeted for this, and it's now 90% complete.
This work strengthens power supply in Pretoria East and shows our commitment to delivering dependable services to every community in Tshwane.
And to fast-track repairs at the Kuruspoort substation, the city says it's appointed a private contractor. Some residents of East Lynn and Jan Niemand Park has been without power since the 26th of December.
The teams are continuing with the identification of faults within the cable network while replacing about 8 kilometers of the problematic cable. The entire cable network to be tested for possible faults is approximately 15 kilometers.
That was the city spokesperson Salbi Bokaba. Meanwhile, Randwater has completed its maintenance work at the Akenhof system. Although ahead of schedule, Joburg Water spokesperson Nombuso Shabalala has this warning.
Affected residents in parts of Soweto and Roodepoort may still experience low pressure to no water as the systems build capacity and recover. This will take between 3 to 5 days.
In other news, the National Consumer Commission has confirmed the recall of over 370 Volvo EX30 vehicles over a potential hazard with high voltage batteries. The manufacturer Volvo Car South Africa says the battery may overheat when charged to a maximum level. Owners of the affected vehicles are advised to limit the car's maximum charge level to 70% until a fix is available. And then we end off abroad. Britain says it provided an enabling support to Washington during an American operation to seize a Russian-flagged oil tanker that's now in the North Atlantic. Moscow condemned the incident and urged the U.S. to return Russian crew members. The seized tanker had been sanctioned by Washington under measures targeting Iran. I'm Marlene Frischer. The day's big other stories are on jacarandfm.com. Click on news. That's it for myself and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.